Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM. FM Lowdown with number 7 Future Renew. Don't regret, just reverse. Available in selected stores and online at boots.ie. 98FM.
She is bringing us all the gossip in the showbiz world. Entertainment Teamer, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We are starting off with Will Smith, and this is probably one of the most bizarre things that I have heard of.
Yeah, it is bizarre. So Will Smith is currently on tour after releasing an album after 20 years of no music.
Yeah, this is wild.
Are we even a Will Smith music fan?
I mean, you want the classics. Yeah. Like Getting Jiggy With It, you want Miami, you know, those songs.
He's gotten really like based on it. It's called Based on a True Story. So he's like, really down in his feels and everything. Ooh. But besides all that, he started to post all videos of his concerts that are going on.
Okay.
Crowds are absolutely massive, but people have been looking a little bit more into the crowds.
Okay.
AI generated.
Okay, stop right now.
Yep.
Why?
Why is the question? I don't know if he's not getting the turnout or what. So people have been looking really closely. The heads of the fans are like weird misshapen, blending into each other.
Oh, they're like morphing.
They are morphing. And then there's like people's hands blending into people's heads. And then some people have 8 fingers on one hand.
So this is people looking at the screen, the big giant screens by the stage, and realizing that that's happening.
Yeah.
Surely that is a thing now to do with ticket sales, is it not? As in, like, you can't, you know, fill a certain section of it. Oh, sure, we'll just AI generate some people and put them in.
Fresh Prince of Bel AI.
I love it.
That took a minute.
I just hope that this isn't the way it goes, you know, if other celebrities aren't like filling stadiums.
Sure, we're doing holograms now of people too. So
maybe it is the modern way.
Oh God, no.
Who knows? We'll wait and see.
Give me the live music.
Yes, absolutely. Moving on, a man that we love so much and we are so happy he is returning to music, Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah, and he has a surprising neighbour.
Can you guess? Okay, so where he lives is somewhere in Scotland.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Susan Boyle.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Literally right beside each other. And they attended Sam Fender's gig in Scotland over the weekend. Oh. And Susan posted a little picture of them together.
Susan Boyle as like a Sam Fender fan is something I've never thought of in my life.
Absolutely.
But now I'm thinking about it and I love it.
I would want to see her on stage with him.
I would too.
Yeah.
Oh, doing a duet. I dreamed a dream. Okay, Susan, we've heard you sing that before.
But this isn't the first time that Susan Boyle has popped up in conversation. So Lewis is doing an interview on the Elvis Duran show, breakfast show in New York, and we have this little clip here.
Oh, okay.
Me and Susan Boyle had the same hairdresser for quite a large period of my life. Her name's Caroline Boyle, and she still cuts my hair sometimes when I go home, which you've probably noticed actually that me and Susan
have a
similar trim. Oh. But we went to the same school, Susan Boyle and I as well, different times. Obviously she's like 70 something and I'm young.
Wow, okay.
It seems like they're getting along a little bit better now, but I mean I can see the similarities in the hair, the layers.
It's layers. Yeah. It is. Listen, 2 great heads of hair on them.
100%. And great facial structure as well to frame those layers.
100%. I love this now. Friends, we never thought we're friends, but we're here for it.
Yeah.
Finally, Perry Edwards, we love her as well. And she's bringing out new music.
Brand new album on the 26th of September.
Whoa.
But there's a surprising twist. She's scrapped a lot of songs, but there's one that she's keeping called Goodbye, My Friend, which is addressed to Jessie Nelson. Now, if I was Jessie, I'd absolutely be there going, what is she going to say? What is she going to do? But don't worry, because it's actually a love letter to her.
So when you say addressed to her, in what way?
The song's all about her and their friendship. Yeah. Goodbye, my friend.
Wow.
I know.
Do we think that this is kind of like an olive branch to maybe, you know, fix the friendship there and then maybe hopefully get a little mixed reunion?
A little bit, but is it an olive branch or a stamp? A stamp saying, ooh, we're leaving it here. Goodbye, my friend.
Closure.
Love you. You've been great. Adios, we're going to keep it going with the trio. Which we wouldn't be angry about.
We wouldn't be angry with that. You'd love the 4 together, though. I think that's ideal circumstances because that means everyone's friends again, you know. We'll wait and see. I can't wait to listen to that.
Only a few more days.
Entertainment Emer, thank you so much for all the showbiz gossip on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
Dublin Delish.
98 FM.
It is that time of the afternoon now where you start to get a little bit hungry, and no better person to bring in when that is the occasion than our lovely producer Russell, who is not just the producer of this show.
Oh no.
Like, just tell us all your titles, Russell.
Well, I was born in 1991. No, hello, I'm Russell. I'm the producer of this fine show alongside lovely Cahill. I'm also the restaurant critic for the Sunday Times Ireland. I blog and write about food at Gastrogaze on the Owl Instagram and the TikTok if you want to give us a follow. Really well appreciated. Mm-hmm. And for quite a long time here at 98, I don't know why I'm talking like I work on a fancy classical radio station.
It started that way, started for me to go on.
Exactly.
But you know what you're talking about because of all your accreditation,
all
Russell.
Exactly, all the bits. We've been doing Dublin Delish for some time, and I'm delighted that we're continuing it onto your fair show. So congratulations to you, and delight to be here alongside
you. Thank you. And if you are new to the show as well, this is basically where Russell will give you a recommendation of somewhere around Dublin to eat.
Yes, somewhere to eat, somewhere that you need to go, somewhere you need to try. Maybe there's an event coming up that you might not know about in and around the food world. This is your one-stop shop where I'll tell you. And in addition to that, if you go on to the Instagram and the TikTok of 98FM, you will see lots of delicious videos where, because of course you eat with your eyes, not your ears.
This is true. Although when you see those videos on our Instagram, automatically you are starving.
Absolutely. And you'll get like that today. Now, actually, have you ever seen the videos of people thinking, I thought I was listening to white noise, but it was actually chicken frying?
No.
Yeah.
Sorry, we need to get a clip of that in a couple of minutes time. I need to just refresh my brain. Now I'm kind of thinking, and I'm like, that's exactly what that is.
Is it rain sounds or is it chicken frying?
Wow.
Yes. That's a great
game. There's a game in that.
There's a whole game in it. Anyway.
Russell, where are we after?
Believe it or not, I will be talking about frying chicken. So today we're going something Korean.
Oh, no.
We're going to Space Jarrow, which is on Mead Street in the Liberties. This is a fantastic business that has been in operation since about 2016. So it got to 10 years. Jarrow, you may recognise their products from lots of like Super Values and stores like Nourish and different places like that. Mm-hmm. They do beautiful kimchi, different barbecue sauces, marinades that are all in the Korean flavour wheelhouse, I guess is the best way to say.
Yeah.
It was founded, as I said, in 2016 by Gunmu Kim. He is from Korea himself. He worked as a chef in New York and has just been developing this business idea for so many years, starting off as a street trader. I love when people start off as street traders and then move into the bricks and mortar place, because it just is that perfect elevation and that evolution of what they do. One of the things that they were selling was Korean barbecue flavoured bowls. So these are like rice bowls with lots of different elements in it.
Okay.
And this is what I went for lunch. So for $15.80, here's a menu.
Oh, thank you very much.
Here's a menu. For $15.80, it's a standard price across the entire offering for lunch. Mm-hmm. You can get everything, some beautiful vegetarian dishes, aubergine zhangzhang, which is it's like a bit of an aubergine dish, black bean sauce, very savoury, very little bit of sweetness there as well. Mm. The pork jeyuk, which is marinated in gochujang. That is a Korean spice that is really common in a lot of ingredients.
Sounds lovely.
The dish I got, though, was the chicken dak galbi. This had soy, ginger, garlic all in it, and it was a beautiful bowl, rice, kimchi, which is that fermented cabbage that you'd see in a lot of Korean dishes.
I read the menu here as well, Russell, you know, I'm looking at the pork, the chicken, the beef dishes. It's all Irish.
Yes. And it's good quality stuff as well. You've got free-range Irish pork, which is actually a rarity to see, and free-range Irish chicken too, which is great to see.
Yes.
And I think this is what's amazing when you get, you know, I don't have to tell a girl from Kerry about the likes of our dairy and our cows and how great they are, but we do have some fantastic produce in this country.
Yep.
And it's great to see when you get these global flavours marrying up with some beautiful Irish ingredients.
Yes.
Not only that, they also do Korean fried chicken, which I had to resist the temptation to eat because you know what I'm like about fried chicken.
Oh,
but they do classic burgers and chips of like really crispy Korean fried chicken there as well. It's a really, really great little spot to check out. It's also worth pointing out that this Sunday in Farmley, there is a Korean day going on, a Korean festival celebrating all things Korean, from K-pop to fashions to beauty, literature, and of course food. And Space Jarrow are going to be trading there on Sunday.
Amazing. So that'll give you your little flavour, and then you go and you visit them in the Liberties as well.
Absolutely.
Loads of sides, obviously loads of drink options as well, and a really good price point. Like for a proper Korean barbecue bowl, like $15.80 is actually very good
and super filling. which is really important. And like, even at that, you know, I visited Korea too many years ago, and they're very into sustainability as much as they can. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of leftovers. They more than encourage you to take them home with you as well in a box. So, you know, I was quite full, but this was, you know, I took a little bit back.
You can make this a lunch and a dinner because of that then.
Absolutely, absolutely. But highly recommend it. There'll be a video on 98FM socials very shortly. And just again, that is Space Jaru in Mead Street.
Producer Russell, thank you so much, as always, for your recommendation for Dublin Delish.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.